Rolling with Nick Cannon on New York's new 92.3 Now.
92.3 Now. You rolling with Nick Cannon. It's an honor. It's a pleasure. I got my dudes in the building that came out to represent for the first day on my radio show. I got the one and only Young Jeezy in the building.
What up, though? What up, though?
The ladies' man, of course, Trey Songz is
here. What's happening? What it
the
is?
The one that, like, yeah, all the girls, they call in nonstop. And then, of course, the king of the city, the king of the everything right now, just taking over, the one and only Jay-Z.
Yeah.
In the building.
What's up? Congratulations, man. We had, you know, this is black love here. We had, you know, power up, power up.
Happy to be here.
That's how we do. So, you guys got a lot to talk about, big things going on. You know, we're going to let everybody know what's going on with that. And we're going to get it going and get it all popping. We'll be right back with more Rolling with Nick Cannon. 92.3 Now. I got my man Jeezy. I got my man Trey. And the one and only Jay-Z right now. You know, I just got to say, I appreciate y'all coming through like this. Real talk. You know, it's my first day at work.
Congratulations.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then I got
clap it up for Nick. Clap it up for Nick. One time.
Power in the building. Serious. Yo, Jay, I don't know if you remember when the first time we kicked it, Jay had a concert in Atlanta. And Jay was like, yo, we got the jet. We can shoot down to Atlanta for a couple hours. I'm going to do the concert, and we're going to come back up to New York. And I was like, whoa, that's major right there. I was like, I'm in.
I think I was recording Blueprint at that time.
Yeah. And we went down there. You know, we was in like three Navigators because Navigators was hot. And I guess the limo driver, it was a female limo driver that was dressed. She was so excited. Because Jay hopped out of his limo first, or his nav first. I hopped out the second one. Me and Jay standing there. And then the third one, the limo driver was so excited that she jumped out and was about to, like, go try to holler at Jay and forgot to put the Navigator in park.
And she stepped on the thing instead of
pressing the brake, she pressed the gas. And the Navigator crashed smooth into the, like, $100 million jet. And real knocked talk. The nose off.
No. It went under the nose of the plane and the windows busted. No, I'm serious. Like the top
there was security
of the truck smashed down, the windows bust out. My man Bo was in the front seat.
Yeah, luckily he was leaning back, grabbing his bag.
He went to some shopping, so he was grabbing his bag. Yeah. If he was standing straight up, he would have
took his head off.
Luckily, he was leaning back.
Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yo, she just knocked the nose off the plane.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is, like, after everything said and done, because it was a black-owned limo company, the owner came, he was, like, spazzed out. He was like, I only got one other Navigator. Like,
get the Navigator, he had to play for the plane.
Yeah, like, how you got insurance on a plane? Like, how you explain that to the insurance company? And the crazy thing, I hear the lady on the phone, on the side, probably, like, talking to her best friend or something. She's like, I just crashed in the Jigga's plane. And I was like, how do you explain that to somebody? Like, I don't know. But that was like, from that point on, we say it was 12 of us. We officially the jury.
And every time
I see Jay, always show love. And
that's,
I mean,
right.
You know, he's a boss. And everything that you've always done, man, looked out for me. I appreciate everything that you do. And, I mean, you're doing the same thing with these gentlemen right here. I mean, what y'all got going on?
It's the BP3 tour, man.
It's going
down.
Yes.
You know, what else is there to say? You got every aspect here. You got, like you said, Hov here, who's done all things, you know, made the blueprint for gentlemen like ourselves, you know. I'm the young boy on the game, you know.
Right.
Young boy fresh, you know.
Next
ladies,
up.
Ladies, what's
next up? Next up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I see you over there. And then, I mean, Jeezy.
Bro, this is what me and Hov do, man. You know, this is like work right here, man. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
We're going to knock this one off and come back for that TM103 tour. It's nothing.
Yo, Trey, matter of fact, Madison Square Garden, you rocked it, you know, opening up for my wife and all of that. We got to talk about that, too, though, like that Inseparable remix money. I heard the lines and stuff.
What you saying?
I mean, we've been
talking about this at the private party. I asked, is everything cool? You said everything is cool.
We good.
This thing, now we on air. Nick trying to add me out. What's this, Nick?
The record is fire. But I'm just saying, there's certain things you don't say to a man.
You said everything was cool. It was 2 months ago.
At first it was good, and now she's like, nah, that ain't how Trey did it. And I was like,
I'm uncomfortable.
All of these gentlemen got fire records in the store, so go and definitely get that in. But appreciate this, man. This is love. This is
not.
It's what it is.
Do your thing. Congratulations. Saying, good luck. You know, make us proud out here. We watching. We gonna be listening. You know what I'm saying? Don't mess up now. Don't go crazy on us.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a lot of people that's been on this frequency that messed up. So you know, I got.
Yeah. Stay. You know, stay straight, man. Don't go left on us. Yeah.
Can I get some Jay-Z? What's the new jargon? I mean, last time I remember, this is what it looked like. Is we not saying that no more? What's it?
I don't know, man. I forgot. We just made up one on our way here.
Family reunion type of thing. We all got history and we love it. So you know, Blueprint 3 tour, Madison Square Garden, March 2nd, Eyes Eye Center, March 6th. Go to Ticketmaster.com. Thank y'all for coming through. 92.3 now.